President Mohamed Morsi has appointed new governors for 17 provinces in the country. Seven of the new governors are members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Army and police officials are also among the new appointees. Yet the move has sparked criticism across the country ahead of the June 30th anniversary of Morsi's taking office. Opposition figure Amr Musa and member of the National Salvation Front has heavily slammed the appointments, saying that they further add to the tensions prior to the planned June 30th protest.
Morsi's governor's reshuffle is a complete disaster. This reshuffle has drawn wide criticism among Egypt's political sphere as well as among the general public, and this is clear from the wave of protests that have swept several provinces throughout the country to denounce this reshuffle. I also think that this reshuffle will have a clear on the turnout of the anti-Morsi protesters on June 30th, as Morsi has showed us by all means that he is not capable of ruling the country.
Demonstrations erupted in a number of cities following the announcement of the new posts. Protesters in Luxor, Munafia, and Ismailia blocked the newly appointed officials from entering their offices while chanting anti-government slogans. On another front, Hisham Kandil, the prime minister, however, defended the choices of the new governors in a press conference, saying that they were designated based on their experience.
I think that the president's choice was based on expertise and age regardless of the governor's political affiliations. I also think that the opposition is just trying to make a big fuss about every single decision the president is taking.
While supporters of Morsi and Muslim Brotherhood hail the occasion of June 30th as a reason for celebration, the opposition is planning mass protests. It has also demanded early presidential elections after what they call the failure of the president and his government to live up to the expectations of the revolution, which ousted former dictator Hosni Mubarak in 2011.
Morsi has dismissed the call for early elections as absurd and unconstitutional, but asserted the right of his opponents to peacefully demonstrate and voice their opinions. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.